Second pack of parach. Fifth Mishnah. How you by shtei sairis choyres? Oy levana. So there are two black hairs and white hairs. Betorchum achas, and what coming out of one indentation where the here it's come out of it. Psula, even though it's come out from one place, but still to two of them it's psula. Rabbi Yehuda, even I feel b'toich kois echad. Even though coming out from one, also some type of thing that here has come out of, that appears to be from one place. Oy b'soch shnei koisos, b'imachichos, zu azu, psula. It's coming out from two different places, and it's close enough that it looks like they're next to each other, and it's possible. Yeah. Now, here's much that it has to be some type of connection between the two hairs. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is afilu ava, afilu chamisha, v'imufuzos yitlosh. Even if there are four or five of them that are spread out, you have to remove them. In other words, he says that even though they're not growing near one another, but as long as they're there, then they puzzle it. Now, the question is, what does it have to be toilish? If it's puzzle, it's puzzle. So he seems to say it's only a problem of Marasayan, and therefore you should just remove it. Rabbi Lezer, Amei Afilu Chamishim, he says even if you have 50 of them, then the Maisa, it helps to rip them out, as long as they weren't next to each other. He says if there's two hairs, even if one is on one side of the body by the head and one's near the tail, that's enough to pass it. Yeah. The halacha is to pass it with the rice, it has to be near each other. The two hairs, the base of them is black and the tips of them are red. The other way around, the base is red and the tips are black. Rami says you go by what you see. You go by the base, because that's where it's growing from.